Getting to Yes, Negotiating Agreement Without Giving In. By Roger Fisher, William Urey, Bruce Patton. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Getting to Yes, Negotiating Agreement Without Giving In is a book written by Roger Fisher, William Urey, and Bruce Patton. It is a guide to help people negotiate effectively and reach mutually beneficial agreements. The book is based on the idea of principled negotiation, which is a method of negotiation that focuses on interests, not positions. It encourages people to separate the people from the problem, focus on interests and not positions, invent options for mutual gain, and insist on using objective criteria. The book begins by discussing the importance of negotiation and how it can be used to reach agreements. It then explains the concept of principled negotiation and how it can be used to reach agreements without giving in. The authors then discuss the four principles of principled negotiation: separate the people from the problem, focus on interests and not positions, invent options for mutual gain, and insist on using objective criteria. They explain how each of these principles can be used to reach agreements. The authors then discuss how to prepare for a negotiation and how to handle difficult situations. They also discuss how to use negotiation to resolve conflicts and how to use it to build relationships. Finally, the authors discuss how to use negotiation to create value and how to use it to create win-win solutions. Getting to Yes, Negotiating Agreement Without Giving In is an invaluable guide for anyone looking to negotiate effectively and reach mutually beneficial agreements. It provides a clear and concise explanation of the principles of principled negotiation and how they can be used to reach agreements without giving in. It also provides practical advice on how to prepare for a negotiation and how to handle difficult situations. This book is an essential resource for anyone looking to become a better negotiator. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Separate the people from the problem. People are often more important than the problem itself, and it is important to remember that the people involved in the negotiation are not the problem. Idea summary. It is important to remember that the people involved in a negotiation are not the problem, and that the people should be separated from the problem itself. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. Main idea number 2. Focus on interests, not positions. It is important to focus on the interests of the parties involved in the negotiation, rather than their positions. Idea summary. Negotiators should focus on the interests of the parties involved, rather than their positions. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to all parties. Main idea number 3. Invent options for mutual gain. It is important to create options that will benefit both parties in the negotiation. Idea summary. Negotiators should strive to create options that will benefit both parties in the negotiation. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 4. Insist on using objective criteria. It is important to use objective criteria when making decisions in a negotiation. Idea summary. Negotiators should strive to use objective criteria when making decisions in a negotiation. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. Main idea number 5. Know your BATNA. It is important to know your best alternative to a negotiated agreement, BATNA. Idea summary. Negotiators should strive to know their BATNA before entering into a negotiation. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 6. Prepare thoroughly. It is important to prepare thoroughly for a negotiation. Idea summary. negotiators should strive to prepare thoroughly for a negotiation. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 7. Use objective criteria to evaluate proposals. It is important to use objective criteria to evaluate proposals in a negotiation. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to use objective criteria to evaluate proposals in a negotiation. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. Main idea number 8. Make sure everyone is heard. It is important to ensure that all parties involved in the negotiation are heard. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to ensure that all parties involved in the negotiation are heard. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. Main idea number 9. Focus on the future. It is important to focus on the future when negotiating. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to focus on the future when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 10. Be flexible. It is important to be flexible when negotiating. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to be flexible when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 11. Use objective criteria to resolve deadlocks. It is important to use objective criteria to resolve deadlocks in a negotiation. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to use objective criteria to resolve deadlocks in a negotiation. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. Main idea number 12. Use creative problem solving. It is important to use creative problem solving when negotiating. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to use creative problem solving when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 13. Be aware of the power of emotions. It is important to be aware of the power of emotions when negotiating. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to be aware of the power of emotions when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. Main idea number 14. Use a team approach. It is important to use a team approach when negotiating. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to use a team approach when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 15. Use a mediator. It is important to use a mediator when negotiating. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to use a mediator when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. Main idea number 16. Be aware of cultural differences. It is important to be aware of cultural differences when negotiating. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to be aware of cultural differences when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. Main idea number 17. Use the power of silence. It is important to use the power of silence when negotiating. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to use the power of silence when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 18. Use the power of storytelling. It is important to use the power of storytelling when negotiating. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to use the power of storytelling when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 19. Use the power of persuasion. It is important to use the power of persuasion when negotiating. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to use the power of persuasion when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 20. Use the power of negotiation. It is important to use the power of negotiation when negotiating. Idea summary: negotiators should strive to use the power of negotiation when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number one. People are often more important than the problem itself, and it is important to remember that the people involved in the negotiation are not the problem. Separating the people from the problem is an important step in ensuring that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. This means that the focus should be on the problem itself, rather than on the people involved. It is important to remember that the people involved in the negotiation are not the problem, and that the people should be separated from the problem itself. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner, and that the focus remains on the problem itself. It is also important to remember that the people involved in the negotiation are not adversaries, but rather partners in finding a solution to the problem. By separating the people from the problem, it is possible to create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding, which can help to facilitate a successful negotiation. Main idea number two. Negotiators should focus on the interests of the parties involved, rather than their positions. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to all parties. By focusing on interests, negotiators can better understand the underlying motivations of the other party and identify potential solutions that meet the needs of both parties. This approach also allows for more creative solutions to be explored, as the parties are not limited to the positions they have taken. Additionally, focusing on interests can help to create a more collaborative atmosphere, as the parties are working together to find a mutually beneficial solution. Ultimately, focusing on interests rather than positions can lead to a more successful negotiation for all parties involved. Main idea number three. Negotiators should strive to create options that will benefit both parties in the negotiation. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. To do this, negotiators should look for ways to create value for both sides, rather than simply trying to get the best deal for themselves. This could include finding ways to reduce costs, increase efficiency, or create new opportunities for both parties. Negotiators should also look for ways to create win-win solutions, where both parties can benefit from the outcome of the negotiation. This could include finding ways to share resources, create joint ventures, or develop new products or services. Finally, negotiators should look for ways to create mutual trust and respect, which will help to ensure that both parties are committed to the outcome of the negotiation. Main idea number four. When negotiating, it is important to insist on using objective criteria. This means that decisions should be based on facts and evidence, rather than on subjective opinions or feelings. Objective criteria can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. It can also help to reduce the potential for bias or manipulation. By relying on objective criteria, both parties can be confident that the outcome of the negotiation is based on facts and evidence, rather than on personal preferences or agendas. Objective criteria can also help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a timely manner. By relying on facts and evidence, both parties can quickly come to an agreement without having to spend time debating subjective opinions or feelings. This can help to speed up the negotiation process and ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. In order to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner, it is important to insist on using objective criteria. This will help to ensure that the outcome of the negotiation is based on facts and evidence, rather than on personal preferences or agendas. By relying on objective criteria, both parties can be confident that the outcome of the negotiation is fair and equitable. Main idea number five. Know your BATNA is an important concept for negotiators to understand. It is the best alternative to a negotiated agreement that a negotiator can pursue if the negotiation fails. Knowing your BATNA can help you to make better decisions during the negotiation process, as it allows you to compare the potential outcomes of the negotiation to the best alternative that you have available. This can help you to determine whether or not the negotiation is worth pursuing, and if it is, it can help you to determine what concessions you are willing to make in order to reach an agreement. Having a clear understanding of your BATNA can also help you to remain confident during the negotiation process. Knowing that you have a viable alternative to the negotiation can help to give you the confidence to stand your ground and negotiate for the best possible outcome. It can also help to prevent you from making concessions that are not in your best interest, as you will be aware of the potential consequences of doing so. Overall, knowing your BATNA is an important concept for negotiators to understand. It can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties, and it can also help to give negotiators the confidence to stand their ground and negotiate for the best possible outcome. Main idea number 6. Preparing thoroughly for a negotiation is essential for achieving a successful outcome. It is important to understand the interests of both parties, the issues at stake, and the potential solutions. Doing research on the other party and the situation can help to identify potential areas of agreement and disagreement. Additionally, it is important to consider the potential strategies and tactics that could be used during the negotiation. By taking the time to prepare, negotiators can ensure that they are well informed and ready to engage in a productive dialogue. Having a clear understanding of the interests of both parties and the issues at stake can help negotiators to identify potential solutions that are mutually beneficial. Additionally, it is important to consider the potential strategies and tactics that could be used during the negotiation. This can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. By taking the time to prepare thoroughly, negotiators can ensure that they are well informed and ready to engage in a productive dialogue. Main idea number 7. Negotiators should strive to use objective criteria to evaluate proposals in a negotiation. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. Objective criteria can include factors such as cost, time, quality, and other measurable elements. By using objective criteria, negotiators can avoid making decisions based on subjective opinions or biases. This will help to ensure that the negotiation process is conducted in a transparent and impartial manner. Additionally, using objective criteria can help to ensure that the outcome of the negotiation is based on facts and data, rather than on personal preferences or opinions. Using objective criteria to evaluate proposals can also help to ensure that the negotiation process is efficient and effective. By focusing on measurable elements, negotiators can quickly identify the most beneficial proposal and reach an agreement in a timely manner. Additionally, objective criteria can help to ensure that the negotiation process is conducted in a logical and organized manner, which can help to reduce the risk of misunderstandings or disagreements. Overall, using objective criteria to evaluate proposals in a negotiation is an important step in ensuring that the negotiation process is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. By focusing on measurable elements, negotiators can quickly identify the most beneficial proposal and reach an agreement in a timely manner. Additionally, using objective criteria can help to ensure that the outcome of the negotiation is based on facts and data, rather than on personal preferences or opinions. Main idea number 8. It is important to ensure that all parties involved in the negotiation are heard. This means that each person should be given the opportunity to express their views and opinions without interruption. Negotiators should strive to create an environment where everyone feels comfortable speaking up and expressing their thoughts. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. Additionally, it is important to ensure that all parties are given the opportunity to ask questions and clarify any misunderstandings. This will help to ensure that everyone is on the same page and that all parties are working towards a mutually beneficial outcome. In order to make sure everyone is heard, it is important to practice active listening. This means that negotiators should focus on understanding the other party's point of view and not just on making their own point. Negotiators should also be aware of any nonverbal cues that may indicate that the other party is not being heard or understood. Finally, it is important to be patient and allow each party to fully express their thoughts and feelings before moving on to the next point. By making sure everyone is heard, negotiators can create an environment of mutual respect and understanding. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a productive and efficient manner. Additionally, it will help to ensure that all parties are working towards a mutually beneficial outcome. Main idea number 9. When negotiating, it is important to focus on the future. This means looking beyond the immediate issues at hand and considering the long-term implications of the agreement. Negotiators should strive to create a mutually beneficial agreement that will stand the test of time. This means looking at the potential outcomes of the agreement and how it will affect both parties in the future. It also means considering the potential for future negotiations and how the current agreement may affect those negotiations. By focusing on the future, negotiators can ensure that the agreement is beneficial to both parties in the long run. When focusing on the future, negotiators should also consider the potential for change. Negotiations are often conducted in a dynamic environment, and it is important to consider how the agreement may need to be adapted in the future. Negotiators should strive to create an agreement that is flexible enough to accommodate changes in the future. This will help to ensure that the agreement remains beneficial to both parties in the long run. By focusing on the future, negotiators can ensure that the agreement is beneficial to both parties in the long run. This will help to create an agreement that is mutually beneficial and stands the test of time. Negotiators should strive to create an agreement that is flexible enough to accommodate changes in the future, and that will ensure that the agreement remains beneficial to both parties in the long run. Main idea number 10. Negotiators should strive to be flexible when negotiating. This means being open to different solutions and approaches, and being willing to adjust one's own position if necessary. Being flexible allows for a more creative approach to problem solving, and can help to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. It also allows for a more collaborative approach to negotiation, as both parties can work together to find a mutually beneficial solution. Being flexible also helps to ensure that the negotiation process is conducted in a respectful and productive manner, as both parties can work together to find a solution that works for everyone. Flexibility is also important when it comes to the negotiation process itself. Negotiators should be willing to adjust the process if necessary, in order to ensure that both parties are comfortable and that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. This could include changing the timing of the negotiation, the location, or the format of the discussion. Being flexible in this way can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Overall, being flexible is an important part of successful negotiation. It allows for a more creative approach to problem solving, and can help to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. It also helps to ensure that the negotiation process is conducted in a respectful and productive manner, and that the process itself is adjusted if necessary. By being flexible, negotiators can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 11. Negotiators should strive to use objective criteria to resolve deadlocks in a negotiation. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. Objective criteria can be used to break a deadlock by providing a neutral, third-party perspective on the situation. This can help to reduce the emotional intensity of the negotiation and provide a more rational approach to resolving the issue. Additionally, objective criteria can help to ensure that the outcome of the negotiation is based on facts and evidence, rather than on personal biases or preferences. Objective criteria can be used to evaluate the merits of each party's position and to determine which solution is most likely to be beneficial for both parties. This can help to ensure that the outcome of the negotiation is based on a rational assessment of the facts, rather than on the subjective opinions of the parties involved. Additionally, objective criteria can help to ensure that the outcome of the negotiation is fair and equitable for both parties. Using objective criteria to resolve deadlocks in a negotiation can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. It can also help to reduce the emotional intensity of the negotiation and provide a more rational approach to resolving the issue. Additionally, it can help to ensure that the outcome of the negotiation is based on facts and evidence, rather than on personal biases or preferences. Main idea number 12. Using creative problem solving when negotiating is essential for successful outcomes. It involves looking at the situation from different perspectives and coming up with innovative solutions that are mutually beneficial. Creative problem solving requires negotiators to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions that are not necessarily the most obvious. It also involves looking for win-win solutions that are beneficial to both parties. This can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is fair and equitable for both parties. Creative problem solving can also help to ensure that the negotiation process is efficient and effective. By coming up with creative solutions, negotiators can avoid getting stuck in a stalemate and can move the negotiation forward. This can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a timely manner and that both parties are able to reach an agreement that is satisfactory to both. In order to use creative problem solving when negotiating, it is important to be open-minded and to be willing to explore different options. Negotiators should also be willing to listen to the other party and to consider their perspective. By doing this, negotiators can come up with creative solutions that are beneficial to both parties and can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is fair and equitable. Main idea number 13. Negotiators should strive to be aware of the power of emotions when negotiating. Emotions can have a powerful influence on the outcome of a negotiation, and it is important to be aware of this. Negotiators should be mindful of their own emotions, as well as those of the other party. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. It is also important to be aware of the emotions of the other party, as this can help to identify areas of agreement and disagreement. By being aware of the power of emotions, negotiators can better understand the motivations of the other party and use this knowledge to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Negotiators should also be aware of the potential for emotions to escalate during a negotiation. If emotions become too heated, it can be difficult to reach a productive outcome. It is important to remain calm and respectful, and to be aware of the potential for emotions to derail the negotiation. By being aware of the power of emotions, negotiators can better manage their own emotions and those of the other party, and ensure that the negotiation remains productive and respectful. In conclusion, it is important for negotiators to be aware of the power of emotions when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. Negotiators should be mindful of their own emotions, as well as those of the other party, and be aware of the potential for emotions to escalate during a negotiation. By being aware of the power of emotions, negotiators can better understand the motivations of the other party and use this knowledge to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 14. Using a team approach when negotiating is an important strategy to ensure that both parties are able to reach an agreement that is beneficial to them. A team approach allows for multiple perspectives to be taken into account, which can help to ensure that all parties involved are able to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. It also allows for more efficient communication, as multiple people can be involved in the negotiation process. Additionally, a team approach can help to ensure that all parties are heard and that their interests are taken into account. By using a team approach, negotiators can ensure that the negotiation process is conducted in a way that is fair and equitable for all parties involved. Main idea number 15. Negotiators should strive to use a mediator when negotiating. A mediator is an impartial third party who can help to facilitate the negotiation process. They can help to ensure that both parties are heard and that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. The mediator can also help to identify areas of agreement and disagreement, and can help to bridge the gap between the two parties. By using a mediator, both parties can be confident that their interests will be represented and that the negotiation will be conducted in a respectful and professional manner. Using a mediator can also help to reduce the risk of conflict and misunderstanding. The mediator can help to ensure that both parties understand the terms of the negotiation and can help to ensure that both parties are on the same page. This can help to reduce the risk of conflict and can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a productive and efficient manner. Using a mediator can also help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a timely manner. The mediator can help to ensure that both parties are aware of the timeline and can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a timely manner. This can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a timely and efficient manner. Overall, using a mediator can be a great way to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner. It can help to ensure that both parties are heard and that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and professional manner. It can also help to reduce the risk of conflict and misunderstanding and can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a timely and efficient manner. Main idea number 16. Negotiators should strive to be aware of cultural differences when negotiating. This is important in order to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. Cultural differences can have a significant impact on the negotiation process, and it is important to be aware of these differences in order to ensure that all parties involved are comfortable and that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. For example, different cultures may have different expectations of how negotiations should be conducted. Some cultures may prefer a more direct approach, while others may prefer a more indirect approach. It is important to be aware of these differences in order to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is respectful and productive for all parties involved. Additionally, different cultures may have different expectations of what is considered to be an acceptable outcome. It is important to be aware of these expectations in order to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is respectful and productive for all parties involved. By being aware of cultural differences when negotiating, negotiators can ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. This will help to ensure that all parties involved are comfortable and that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is respectful and productive for all parties involved. Main idea number 17. Negotiators should strive to use the power of silence when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Silence can be a powerful tool in negotiations, as it can help to create an atmosphere of contemplation and reflection. It can also help to create a sense of urgency, as the other party may feel the need to fill the silence with a response. Additionally, silence can be used to signal that the negotiator is not willing to accept a certain offer or proposal. By using the power of silence, negotiators can gain an advantage in the negotiation process and ensure that they get the best possible outcome. When using the power of silence, it is important to be aware of the other party's reactions. If the other party appears to be uncomfortable with the silence, it may be beneficial to break the silence and move the conversation forward. However, if the other party appears to be comfortable with the silence, it may be beneficial to maintain the silence and allow the other party to make the next move. This can help to create an atmosphere of contemplation and reflection, which can be beneficial for both parties. The power of silence can be a powerful tool in negotiations, and it is important to use it wisely. By using the power of silence, negotiators can gain an advantage in the negotiation process and ensure that they get the best possible outcome. By being aware of the other party's reactions and using the power of silence strategically, negotiators can ensure that they get the best possible outcome from the negotiation process. Main idea number 18. Negotiators should strive to use the power of storytelling when negotiating. Stories can be used to illustrate points, create a shared understanding, and build trust between the parties. Stories can also be used to help the parties to better understand each other's perspectives and to create a more collaborative atmosphere. By using stories, negotiators can create a more meaningful dialogue and help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. When using stories, it is important to ensure that they are relevant to the negotiation and that they are told in a way that is respectful and non-judgmental. It is also important to ensure that the stories are not used to manipulate or coerce the other party. Instead, stories should be used to create a shared understanding and to foster collaboration. By using stories in this way, negotiators can create a more productive and successful negotiation. Main idea number 19. Negotiators should strive to use the power of persuasion when negotiating. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Persuasion is a powerful tool that can be used to influence the outcome of a negotiation. It involves using logic, facts, and emotions to convince the other party to accept a certain point of view or to agree to a certain course of action. By using persuasive techniques, negotiators can create a win-win situation where both parties are satisfied with the outcome. When using the power of persuasion, it is important to be aware of the other party's interests and needs. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a way that is respectful and beneficial to both parties. It is also important to be aware of the other party's emotions and to be able to respond to them in a way that is both respectful and effective. By understanding the other party's interests and needs, negotiators can create a situation where both parties are able to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both. The power of persuasion can be a powerful tool when negotiating. By using persuasive techniques, negotiators can create a win-win situation where both parties are satisfied with the outcome. It is important to be aware of the other party's interests and needs, and to be able to respond to their emotions in a respectful and effective way. By understanding the other party's interests and needs, negotiators can create a situation where both parties are able to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both. Main idea number 20. Negotiation is an important part of any business transaction. It is important to use the power of negotiation when negotiating in order to ensure that both parties are able to reach an agreement that is beneficial to them. Negotiators should strive to use the power of negotiation to their advantage by understanding the interests of both parties and by finding creative solutions that meet the needs of both parties. Negotiators should also be aware of the power dynamics at play in the negotiation and use this knowledge to their advantage. By understanding the interests of both parties, and by finding creative solutions that meet the needs of both parties, negotiators can use the power of negotiation to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. The book Getting to Yes, Negotiating Agreement Without Giving In by Roger Fisher, William Ury, and Bruce Patton provides a comprehensive guide to negotiation. It outlines the principles of negotiation, and provide strategies for how to use the power of negotiation to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. The book also provides advice on how to handle difficult negotiations, and how to use the power of negotiation to reach a successful outcome. By following the advice in this book, negotiators can use the power of negotiation to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.